evidence. It's actually all the same.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the children's book, What Really Happened to the Dinosaurs? Well, I'm curious by your opening comment, Ken. Don't evolutionists have different evidence than the creationists?
When I've had the opportunity to debate an evolutionist, one of the first things I say to them is that all the evidence an evolutionist has, I actually agree with. I also say to them that there's nothing they observe in this world that I disagree with. I go on to explain that in reality, creationists and evolutionists really have the same evidence. We have the same Earth, the same universe, fossils, the same animals and plants and so on. All the evidence is the same. You see, the battle between creation and evolution is not about the evidence as such. It's about how one interprets the evidence in relation to the past. As human beings, we exist in the present, observing this world. Everything we see is the same. But when we try to understand where everything came from, then we have to step back into history. And we don't have that. We don't have the past. For Christians, though, we have a revelation from God that tells us the history of the past, which makes sense of the evidence in the present. Of course, that's the Bible. Evolutionists have beliefs about the past that don't ultimately make sense of the evidence of the present. But I want to tell you, it's the Bible that's true, from the very first verse.
Is there any evidence today that supports the Bible's teaching that there was a worldwide flood? Ken Ham answers that in his new witnessing booklet, found on our website, answersradio.com.